Dave Ratner is an attorney who runs the Creative Law Network based in Denver. He's also the advisory committee chair of Colorado Attorneys for the Arts, known as CAFTA, which has connected more than 100 creatives with pro bono legal support in the state. We first met at Colorado for Art and Law back in October here in Carbondale, a day of workshops that brought together attorneys and the creative community and helped those of us who don't know a lot about the law learn more about navigating legal issues. Now he's back in town for Aspen Live, a conference for live music industry folks, and we get to steal a few more minutes of his time. Thanks for speaking to Katie and Kay, Dave.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about your career path and how your work evolved to where it is now, practicing what you call creative law.
Right. So I'm now an attorney, and we do law for the creative arts, so work with creative people and businesses. In my former life, I was a tour manager for a band. So I was on the road with a band for years, literally driving a bus around the country and became their manager and was managing bands. And while I was a band manager, I realized these artists that I was managing needed legal help, needed a lawyer. And there just really wasn't enough legal services in Colorado for artists. And so I gave up managing and went to law school so that I could do what I'm doing now, which is providing legal services to artists and creative folks.
And CAFTA is doing mm-hmm. some amazing work helping creatives around this state. Tell us about the Colorado Business Committee for the Arts, or CBCA, and your work with CAFTA.
Well, CBCA, Colorado Business Committee for the Arts, basically is an organization that connects business with the arts and the arts with business. It's a great organization that has now added as a program this CAFTA, Colorado Attorneys for the Arts. What CAFTA does is basically connect in-need artists and arts organizations and businesses with pro bono legal services, so free legal services, right? Because we know that artists and arts organizations frequently don't have the funds to pay for legal services. Legal services can be expensive.
I mean, Katie and Kay, we have a line item in our budget for legal that's zero, and we are really thrilled right this minute as we talk that we have a new board member who was elected by our members last month who is an attorney. So it's like, right. that a lot of nonprofits are crossing our fingers hoping that right. some brilliant attorney will come and volunteer for us, right? But so few of us have an actual legal budget.
Especially for artists, individuals. And CAFTA works with all in every different media, photography or, visual art, theater, dance, musicians. CAFTA works with all these different artists. And yeah, it can be very hard to have the funds to pay for legal. So it's a big part of it.
A statewide mm-hmm. opportunity for creatives to find support from an attorney. And then are the attorneys basically volunteering their time for CAFTA specific projects?
100%.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, these are attorneys that are that want to give back, just like the woman who joined your board, I'm sure. And also attorneys are suggested that we each do at least 50 hours a year of pro bono services. So every law firm will deal with that differently, but CAFTA basically reaches out to attorneys across the state and says, here's a way you can do your pro bono service and support arts and the art and artists and do good for the state.
So it's kind of a best practice. It's not something that's like required by
it
the Colorado
not,
Bar.
Actually. It yeah. is. So the office that regulates attorneys, the rules do say that it's suggested, mm-hmm. but it's not required.
But there might be a lot of attorneys who are so busy with their casework that they don't have time to go track down this kind of a need, right?
Right.
So it's a way for, it must also be kind of fun. Of course, you came out of the music industry before you got into law practice, but it must be fun for some attorneys to do stuff that is maybe on a little bit more of a creative subject than maybe torts or, HR or other things that they do in their day job.
That's absolutely, that's part of it, And I think it's a great thing because it connects two needs, if you think about it. The artists that need the services and these attorneys who maybe need something more fun to do.
So talk about some of the kinds of artists that this program has helped. I mean, primarily Front Range based at this point, but part of why we're having this conversation, right, is that
yep.
there are more opportunities on the West Slope for creatives to get plugged into this network.
Yeah, I mean, we've helped people statewide. I think it's a function of the fact that the population center is on the Front Range.
Right.
So we have more lawyers there. We have more artists and creatives there, but we certainly we have helped people all over the state, and it is all over the map. It's fantastic because it may be, you know, a musician who is reviewing some sort of record deal or publishing deal. It may be a theater company that needs help with a new production or their some policy that they're working on. It could be an art gallery that needs to rework their contracts for the consignment contracts. It really covers the gamut, as long as the legal matter is related to the artist's work as an artist or the organization's work. That's fair game for us.
I think a lot of creative artists, particularly in the visual space, don't think about trademark, copyright, these kind of issues. Was one of the areas that you get into a lot in your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, personally, I mean, a lot of my work is around intellectual property, copyrights and trademarks, and a lot of contract licensing and kind of the business of the arts. And I think there's certainly at CAFTA we do a lot of the same thing. You know, the main difference is that to be eligible for CAFTA, you have to financially qualify,
okay,
right? Because the idea is if you're getting pro bono services, it means you can't afford the services at the normal rates. So there is an application and qualification process to show that, yes, you otherwise couldn't afford a lawyer, so we'll go through CAFTA.
So the Pepsi Center wants to renegotiate some of the riders on their contracts.
Right.
They don't get to take advantage of CAFTA.
They can probably afford an attorney.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But a band like you, who was the band that you were tour managing?
I tour managed the Motet.
Amazing.
Yeah, late
90s. We love the
Motet
at KD&K. But a band like that is now big enough that they would probably be, they're selling out Red Rocks and stuff. They would probably be able to afford some sort of legal representation through their label or publishing rights or those kind of things.
Yeah, we're focusing on folks. I mean, what it is there's an application process.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that application process is saying, is actually your tax returns. So whether it's a business or, we help nonprofits as well,
mm-hmm,
because nonprofits whose budget is under a certain amount will also qualify. And so based on the formula that we've established, we can say, it basically is, so it's objective, right? We're not putting you up, and asking you a bunch of questions about who you are. It's just the very simple numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers will say whether you qualify or you don't. And then we take it from there.
It seems like a lot of artists also struggle with even some of the basics around, what you guys call in the legal side of things, like entity formation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it seems like you talk to a lot of local bands and it's like, well, we're putting the money from this show into our band fund.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them don't necessarily even have like a specific bank account or a doing business as. How important is that for a creative person to learn the legal side of their work? Because there's a commerce piece to making
Absolutely.
It as an artist.
Absolutely. I think it's really, really important. The fact is that these, whether it's a band or even an individual artist, it's still a business, right? You're trying to make a living this way. So it is important to consider, just like you would if you were starting any business, consider the legal aspects of it. And that does include, an entity formation like an LLC or a corporation, having the proper documentation for that. There is the tax side of it, right, as far as having a tax ID number, things like that. And that is a lot of the kind of formative things that we help with, both at CAFTA and at my firm, whether it's pro bono or for profit. These are common issues for artists across the spectrum. And it goes from there. I mean, we get these things set up so you have the proper foundation to succeed. And then it's a matter of, we have this contract to review, or we need to register this copyright, or we need to make this deal with this other party and paper that properly. And so step by step, we make sure those things get done.
And I know in music in particular, there are quite a few different types of rights, right? Performance rights, publishing rights, et cetera.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
And I think even for someone like myself who's responsible for KD&K's footprint in that sector, there's always a learning curve,
Yeah.
And so I just think really my last question for you is, what would the process be for a local creative in the Roaring Fork Valley to kind of plug in and connect to some of these opportunities? Should someone jump on the opportunity to try to learn more about their own legal rights now? Or is it more like, well, just wait and see, and if you get into a dispute with someone, then maybe we're a resource to help you, when you're in a pinch?
Oh, no, I would definitely encourage people to educate themselves and, because the best clients are educated clients. And also, you don't want to wait until something goes wrong. right? We unfortunately, as lawyers, we frequently see when things weren't handled properly on the front end. By the time we get around to handling it, there's even more to clean up, and it ends up being a lot more difficult because we didn't handle it at the beginning. So I definitely wouldn't say just kind of wait around, but there are a lot of great resources. Actually, CAFTA's website has links to a lot of resources to help educate folks on what they need to know. So you don't have to be hiring a lawyer just to learn the basics. But then, and you know, one of the things that is important to explain about CAFTA is CAFTA will handle distinct legal issues. So it's not someone, you know, we use the band example. We don't, a band coming to CAFTA, it wouldn't work well if they said, well, we just need help with everything. Right. We need, you know, we need our band formation documents, and we need to register our copyright. We need to deal with our manager. We need to review this record. We say, okay, let's deal with one thing at a time. Your band formation. So we're going to help you form an entity and write the documents. That is a distinct legal issue. And we take that and we do it, through, like I said, go through an application process. Once the application is approved, it is sent out to our list of volunteer attorneys. And we have, you know, we have volunteer attorneys across the state. And one of those attorneys will hopefully pick it up and say, yes, I want to help this, you know, take on this matter and help out. And then we basically are a matching service. We're basically, I mean, that's what CAFTA ultimately does is find someone says, hey, I need legal help. CAFTA matches that person with an attorney who's willing to volunteer. And it's also important to know that we have attorneys around the state, and so much can be done, you know, with phone calls and emails. Right. And so while certainly if we have someone in the Valley here and we have an attorney in the Valley here, we will try and make that connection. We absolutely encourage everyone in, you know, your entire listening area, if they've got an issue, go to ColoradoAttorneysForTheArts.org and you can submit the application there. If we find you an attorney here in the Valley or in Denver or Fort Collins or wherever, we will still make it happen.
Also key to point out the distinction between, say, for example, a dispute with your own personal landlord versus a dispute with where your band rehearses, that landlord.
The
right?
matter does have to be related to your creative work.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. So if it is, well, I'm having a dispute with my landlord in my apartment. If your apartment is also your studio, then maybe we can help.
Right.
But it's not just free legal services for artists because you're an artist. It does have to be related to your work in the arts.
When you look at the creative districts and this roadmap across Western Colorado, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
The definition of what is a creative is quite a bit more broad here in Carbondale, for example, where you have breweries and yoga instructors and those versus what you guys use as a criteria for those who CAFTA serves.
Right. So we do, you know, so that has been something that we've been very deliberate in, in evaluating because we want to serve as many folks as possible. And so we do use an established, you know, kind of list of what is considered creative. And one of the things is we'll always encourage if anyone has a legal need and considers themselves an artist, apply. Contact Colorado Attorneys for the Arts. There's no fee to contact us and say, hey, does this work? Can I get help through CAFTA? And if, you know, if we're not the right fit, we'll try and point you in the right direction. But really, our default is always to help when we can. We're not looking to turn people away. So ColoradoAttorneysForTheArts.org, get in touch with the organization, and then we'll see how we can help.
Dave Ratner, attorney from Creative Law Network and the advisory committee chair of Colorado Attorneys for the Arts, known as CAFTA, part of the Colorado Business Committee for the Arts, or CBCA. We will link to all these organizations on our website next week. And Dave, just so excited we got to get you back in to Carbondale on your way up to the Aspen Live conference.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's great.